The award-winning Living Legends will be one of the beneficiaries of $1 million equine well-being kickstart contribution from the Victoria Racing Club. Andrew Clark from Living Legends, our final guest on the program this morning. How are you, Andrew?
Yes, very good. Thanks, Joe.
This is all good news.
Oh, look, it's wonderful news. Really big boost for us and, you know, consolidates our position and, you know, funding for the next 3 years. It's a marvellous outcome for us.
Yes, part of the $1 million equine wellbeing fund announced by the Victoria Racing Club for new projects that will begin immediately at the retirement home for racehorses Living Legends, which recently won, congratulations by the way, the People's Choice Award, Andrew, for the best tourism experience in Victoria.
Yeah, it was a wonderful outcome. It sort of felt like we won the Melbourne Cup of Tourism, really, Joe. We went along to the Tourism Awards. There's 800 people in the room, and it's, you know, all of the big tourism groups are there, and they've got sort of marketing departments there and all of the rest. And, yeah, we were absolutely thrilled to win that. And I think, you know, just we're talking about it later, and, you know, you just... that experience with the horses. People just love getting up close and personal with the horses. And I think, you know, that's what came through at the end of the day, really. We've got the wonderful homestead and the gardens and Annie's brilliant scones, etc. But it's being able to get up close and meet and mingle with the horses that mean so much.
Indeed, it is a wonderful experience and it's very satisfying, I know myself, to see people come out to visit Living Legends and the horses and the satisfaction and joy they get out of getting up close and personal with some of those horses, the likes of Might and Power and Efficient. It's really fulfilling to see that.
Absolutely. You know, it's the sort of legends and heroes of the racing, isn't it? And that's what people really relate to the cup winners or a special horse that to them maybe it's won a particular race or there's some family link. And, you know, we see the same taking the horses out, but then we have the people, sort of, you know, the bucket list people who come and they have a particular horse that they want to see, you know, a diagnosis perhaps of terminal cancer and, you know, it's when everything else is peeled away, that's when you find out what matters the most to people. And that's one of the ways to really focus you on how important horses are for people.
So, deservedly, Living Legends is getting fantastic support now from the Victoria Racing Club. And in addition to that $1 million, there's a further amount of funding over the next 3 years that will go towards Living Legends to create what will be known as a Legends area at Flemington on race day. So you're taking Living Legends to a major race course, which is also important, and then an opportunity for the industry to really showcase more of its past champions to the public.
Yeah, and that's right. I had a walk around yesterday with Lee Jordan and just coming, looking at some of the early ideas, but it's to have more information on horses, to have the people be able to get up even, you know, closer and to the horses, and bring in some of the different off-the-track horses, and some of our horses are being ridden now, as you know, and it's to really enhance that experience and learn more about horses. So it'll be, you know, really a big push forward in getting that connection between people and horses and the opportunity to learn more about horses. And, you know, one of the things we've seen in the last couple of years is just how, you know, fascinated people are to see horses under saddle, you know, with the gear on, etc. You know, we've got that with the cleaner now. He's just a superstar at the farm. Shetty jumps on, walks him down around the garden, and we've got visitors coming and they'll be there patting him and giving him a carrot, and he's under saddle. And you sort of forget that a lot of people don't get that opportunity to see horses up close when they're being ridden. So I think that, you know, what the Victoria Racing Club's doing is just marvellous, and they've certainly been, you know, wonderful supporters of ours over the years.
I have. So that what will be known as on-course hub at Flemington will be designed, Andrew, to house two horses from Living Legends on Flemington race days on a regular basis. And there's also going to be the capacity to feature a former racehorse that's embarked on a new career via the off-the-track program.
Absolutely. And to have some of the people involved who are training these horses, that'll really enhance the experience of getting up close to the horses, but learning more about the horses and seeing what horses are capable in their life after racing careers, really.
And this doesn't necessarily relate directly to Living Legends, but in a way it does longer term, because it will enhance the welfare management practices around potential horses that end up in your care. But the VRC is also going to fund upgrades to facilities to aid horses in immediate post-race recovery. So they'll install new cooling aids into the race day horse tunnel that connects the horse stalls and the mounting yard. And that investment comes on top of recent initiatives that include the provision of ice boots for all horses to use post-race, demister fans in the horse stalls, and additional staff to help with the hosing down of horses in the mounting yard straight after the race. So they're really on the front foot, the VRC. It's great to see.
It's terrific. And it's a real, hive of activity. They're focusing very much on the welfare of the horses during their careers and, after their careers as well. And they're both the sort of key issues around equine welfare and improving the wellbeing of all horses.
And you'll have, have two new additions to the Living Legends roster of stars?
Yeah, very excited to have Almand and Faulkner arrive from Macedon Lodge. We've got another cup winner in Almand and lovely, lovely grey Faulkner. He's very tractable horse. I think he's got a bit of work to do with Almand, and still he's come as he's as fit as a trout, and he still thinks he's very much a racehorse. But it doesn't take them very long to settle into the routine that we have the visitors that through the day, but especially at 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock for the tours. And he's really learned that people come with carrots and settled in really, really well. And I think it's those the cup winners are the ones that are deep in the Australian and heritage, really. It's just really something very special. And it's great also to have Kieran McAvoy. We've now got two of his three Melbourne Cup winners out there, so that's another little bonus for us. And Kieran and his family, regular visitors to see Brew, well, now they'll be seeing Brew and Almandon, which is pretty special as well.
And Andrew, coming into the Christmas New Year period, what will the opening hours of Living Legends be?
We stay open. The only day we're closed all year is Christmas Day. Horses get extra carrots on Christmas Day, but we're open right through the holiday season. And if people are looking for that last minute Christmas gift, something a really special experience, we do the gift certificates as well. So they can pop online and or give us a call, and we can get the gift certificates out still in plenty of time for Christmas.
Andrew, thanks for joining us on the program this morning, and congratulations on receiving that big financial shot in the arm. It's well deserved.
Thank you very much, Joe. Thank you.
That's Andrew Clark from Living Legends, our final guest on Talking Horses this week.